staff to please direct people who enter to take seats rather than remain standing in the back.
Again, thank you for coming. For those of you who have come in late, my name is Bill Engelbrecht, Chairman of the Board of Trustees. All the board here at 8 o'clock this morning were introduced, but through some travel problems, I'd like to introduce one additional trustee who has just come to join us. Over on my far left, Arun Reddy, trustee, University of Illinois at Chicago, and I might add, just recently elected for his second term, just as of yesterday.
At microphone number two, if we could have Anthony Enright, and then waiting at microphone number one, Roger Huddleston, and waiting at microphone number two, Rosalind Lapeer.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Anthony Enright, and on behalf of the College Republicans at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, I would like to thank you for this opportunity to speak to you today in support of retaining Chief Illiniwek as the honored symbol of the university. I would like to begin today by reading a letter to the Board of Trustees from State Representative Rick Winkle, dated April 12, 2000. To the University of Illinois Board of Trustees, I respectfully draw your attention to the following statute concerning Chief Illiniwek, which passed both houses of the Illinois General Assembly, and Governor Jim Edgar signed it into law. Chief Illiniwek, consistent with a long-standing, proud tradition, the General Assembly hereby declares that Chief Illiniwek is and may remain the honored symbol of a great university, the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. As the sponsor of the legislation that created this law and an alumnus of the university, I once again declare my support for the symbol of Chief Illiniwek. I encourage you to remain steadfast and reaffirm that Chief Illiniwek shall remain the honored symbol of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign and not abdicate your responsibility to make the decision on the issue. Thank you for the opportunity to be heard and for your consideration of all points of view. Sincerely, Richard J. Winkle, Jr., State Representative. The College Republicans are an organization of more than 500 individuals dedicated to the involvement of students in the policymaking process at the national, state, and local level. We respect and support the fact that the Board of Trustees shall make any decision regarding Chief Illiniwek, and we trust that the Board will do what is best for the university. In addition to the statement from Representative Winkle, we have also received statements from the offices of Congressman Tom Ewing and State Representative Tim Johnson, acknowledging their support for Chief Illiniwek and stressing the importance of the Board's decision. Because the decision on this matter will affect people across the nation, we feel that it is very important that we express our sentiments on the issue. For 74 years, Chief Illiniwek has personified the achievements and challenges known to the university, as well as the honor, pride, and dignity shared by the alumni, students, staff, and faculty members. While other universities represent themselves with animals that mean very little off the football field, we choose to represent the University of Illinois with a symbol that commands genuine respect and promotes a sense of pride, not just in our athletic achievements, but in all that we have accomplished and will accomplish in the future. The fact that we are represented by a symbol of such great honor as Chief Illiniwek reflects the higher standards which we hold ourselves at the University of Illinois and shows that we will not settle for anything less than the very best. The enthusiasm expressed by the participants in today's intake session reflects the strength of the passion that Chief Illiniwek instills in the hearts of many men and women associated with the University of Illinois. It is this passion that motivates our professors to provide the best education available. It is this passion that motivates our athletic teams to strive to be the very best. It is this passion that motivates our alumni to use their Illini educations to achieve what was before thought impossible and to invest in the university to provide a better future for tomorrow's Illini. Finally, it is this passion that reminds U of I students that we can achieve anything. Chief Illiniwek demonstrates that the University of Illinois sets itself apart from other institutions, that the achievements of the U of I are Illini achievements, made possible by a motivation and pride unmatched anywhere else. Some say that it is time to bring this era of great accomplishment, success, and pride to a close by retiring Chief Illiniwek. To do so is to say that the Illini have accomplished all that they can, and that we should no longer represent ourselves with a symbol that reflects such a high standard, that it is time that we settle for less. Holding ourselves to a high standard requires us to face strong challenges. Any expression or symbol will always be subject to scrutiny and will always have opponents. It is only natural that a symbol so strong as Chief Illiniwek has opponents who present a strong challenge. But ladies and gentlemen, it is facing challenges such as this that has allowed the university and its alumni, students, staff, and faculty members to achieve the great successes that Chief Illiniwek symbolizes. To retire Chief Illiniwek simply because his retention requires that we overcome obstacles is to send the message that we should not strive for greatness, as we are unwilling to face the challenges that we will meet in doing so. To retire Chief Illiniwek is to say that we will settle for mediocrity and the University of Illinois' strife for greatness is over. We do not claim that the grievances of those who oppose the retention of Chief Illiniwek should not be addressed. On the contrary, the issues that they raise are of significant importance. Racial stereotypes do indeed dilute the recognition of individual merits and diminish the strength of individual choices and actions. Such stereotypes are a product of ignorance and should be combated with education. Chief Illiniwek is a fictional character, a personification of the values important to the University of Illinois. He does not represent the views or beliefs of any individual race and any individual or race of people. Rather, he represents the honor, dignity, pride, achievement, strength, and courage of the alumni, students, staff, and faculty members at the University of Illinois. Chief Illiniwek has long been a symbol to which we look and remember that the accomplishments that this university has facilitated have been truly great. He reminds us that we hold ourselves to standards far above others in a way that no other symbol could. To retire Chief Illiniwek would be to end this era of great pride and respect for the university. No longer would students be able to say, I am an Illini, and an Illini can achieve anything. Without this great honored symbol, they would have to say, the Illini achieved greatness, but they were from a different era at the University of Illinois. They held themselves to a higher standard. The College Republicans at the University of Illinois believe that it is not time for this era to come to an end. We are dedicated and proud Illini, and we want our opportunity to add to the achievements of the past and to take them to new levels. The Illini have experienced a history of greatness, but with all that we have accomplished, we still have only just begun. Please allow Chief Illiniwek to remain the honored symbol of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign and allow us to continue to achieve and succeed in his honor. Thank you.
Thank you. If you'll leave your again, I'll periodically remind speakers, if they have prepared remarks, to leave them for the court reporter, because sometimes it's difficult to pick up everything from the microphone. If you identify yourself.
Good morning. I am Faith Smith. I'm an enrolled member of the Lac Coeur d'Alene Ojibwe tribe in northern Wisconsin. I'm also a resident of Chicago and the president of NACE College. NACE stands for Native American Educational Services College. NACE is a four-year liberal arts college which serves the higher education needs of four Native communities, two in urban areas and two in tribal communities. The central office and campus are located in Chicago. The college was established 25 years ago in part to meet higher educational needs of Native people who were poorly served by conventional institutions. At NACE, the basis of learning and instruction comes from the intellectual traditions and knowledge of Native communities, so that the link between student learning and the needs of the community are closely linked. In our 25 years since NACE was started, we have been witness to tremendous change within Native communities, tribal and urban. Communities which once had no economic base which they could control now have developed economies which contribute to the quality of life of tribal members, as well as supporting the economy in the regions where they're located. 25 years ago, there were few people working at the community level with college degrees. Today, community agencies and institutions commonly require college degrees and are able to recruit and hire qualified Native people to be a part of the workforce. When NACE was created, there were very serious concerns about the continuity of Native languages and the spiritual and social lives of our communities suffered from 200 years of negative pressure from outside influences, including and particularly federal policy. Today, not only does NACE offer and require tribal language as a part of our graduation requirements, language retention programs and programs which strengthen the cultural and spiritual life of our communities are cornerstones of community life. These changes and many more have put Native communities in a position to radically change the poor economic and social conditions which have limited our development in the past. An area where we have had very limited support is in, and change actually, is in influencing many of the institutions of larger society to educate themselves about Native issues and to integrate this knowledge into their ongoing work. This ignorance exists at the national, state, and local levels. Every time a new Congress is elected at the national level, Native advocacy organizations like the National Congress of American Indians, tribes, urban communities, and other private organizations must start anew to engage in a basic education with them about Native concerns and issues so that we are not excluded as policy decisions are made. Among higher education institutions, that same ignorance exists. For them, there is no excuse. Like the University of Illinois, they have existed for many years and have made a public commitment to treat all of its students equitably with respect and in recognition of the diverse needs which new populations bring to their institutions. The insistence of the University of Illinois to maintain the Chief Illiniwek symbol, a caricature of a Native American, seriously damages its relationship with Native students enrolled here and with the larger Native American community, which seeks the same kinds of educational resources that are available to other students. As an accredited institution, the university must follow the principles adopted by the Commission on Institutions of Higher Education of the North Central Association. According to the Commission's 1991 statement, this is from North Central, Statement on Access, Equity, and Diversity, regardless of specific institutional practices, the Commission expects an institution to create and maintain a teaching and learning environment that supports sensitivity to diverse individuals and groups. Further, the Commission expects an affiliated institution to teach students and faculty alike to see in proper perspective the differences that separate and the commonalities that bind all people and cultures. For Native students and faculty at the University of Illinois, the continued use of Chief Illiniwek as a symbol of the institution creates an atmosphere in which Native and other students learn that sensitivity does not apply to Native Americans, that our sacred symbols can be appropriated without regard for Native feelings or for our cultures, and that the only place for Native consciousness within the university setting is as a public spectacle that no Native people can identify with. According to the university's own strategic plan, a framework for the future, the university stated that the University of Illinois, first we invest in people, the people who constitute our campus community at all levels, represent an increasingly diverse population. Because we can see no visible investment in creating a positive learning environment for Native students, such as increasing the Native student population, offering a curriculum in which Native issues are an integral part throughout the disciplines of social science, increasing Native personnel, including faculty, or working with the Native American community to understand the issues which all students should learn about Native Americans, we must assume that the framework for the future as defined by the University of Illinois, does not include Native America. The university issued the following statement in 1991, resolving, one, to eradicate prohibited and invidious discrimination in all its forms, and two, to foster programs within the law which will ameliorate or eliminate, where possible, the effects of historical discrimination. In light of this statement, the board must consider and respond to the way in which it denies Native American students the opportunity to fully participate in a non-discriminatory learning environment by maintaining a symbol that was created 75 years ago, adopted in an era when it was felt that Native Americans were disappearing. Well, Native American tribes and community clearly have not disappeared. Our strength today comes from resilience in the face of tremendous pressure to adopt majority culture and values. And it comes that we're here, comes from the strength and the intellectual capacity of our leaders to chart a course of survival which necessitates our speaking against the improper use of sacred symbols. In the past, some of the institutions who have made these changes at high schools and other universities have also done it in the face of a lot of opposition from inside their institutions, but they have made the courageous decision to do so. In the North Central report, three major points were made in conclusions about keeping the chief as a symbol. One is the use of the chief as an educational issue. Two, the controversy surrounding the chief will not go away. And three, the institution appears not to be addressing the issue in a manner consistent with the policies and principles of its board and its own strategic plan. The hearings today represent a small step on the university's part in taking this issue seriously. And in part, this issue exists with...
The time is up. Thank you. Roger Huddleston is up next, and then Rosalind Lapierre, and microphone number two. Be ready. You may proceed.
Good morning. My name is Roger Huddleston, and I'm with the Chief Alumni Support Fund. The Alumni Support Fund is managed and maintained by the University of Illinois Foundation and has been set aside specifically to go ahead and provide some of the funds to educate the student chief in Native American understanding. I thank you for the opportunity to address the board this morning. In the fall of 1959, my dad took me to my very first Illinois football game, and that began a wonderful love affair with the University of Illinois. The game was against Army, and I marveled at all the wonderful pageantry and tradition. The most memorable event of that day was at halftime, when the crowd that I was a part of rose to their feet and welcomed Chief Illini with. Everyone greeted this honored symbol with respect. The dignity displayed by John Forsyth, the Chief Illini with that year, caused a stirring in my soul that I would understand more and more in the years to come. To me, the chief was never a specific person, but a personification of dignity, loyalty, tradition, and inspiration that I have come to respect and cherish as I have grown older. As a 12-year-old boy, my relationship with the University of Illinois and Chief Illiniwik did not have much substance other than something special that I sensed was good. I was just a boy, but the chief was someone to be revered because when he appeared, everything seemed to stop. No one appeared to speak, and the crowd stood in respect. He was different than school mascots because he wasn't one. He wasn't a Chief Wahoo from the Cleveland Indians. He wasn't wild and uncivilized. He wasn't a cartoon that encouraged us to pretend we had tomahawks like Ted Turner's Atlanta Braves. He was a personification of a common noble heritage. He was the symbol of a unifying spirit that could cause a football crowd of 80,000 individuals to become one spirit for a few moments. He did not speak. He had no opinions. He was not a cheerleader. He was someone you never thought to ask for an autograph. He never appeared at grocery store openings. He didn't hold small children while parents shook his hand. He was and is the chief. He's respected for not who he is as the student who portrays him or as a historical individual. Chief Illiniwik is each person's opportunity to affirm what is good about the human race. The chief is a measure of excellence of what each of us should be if we strive for dignity. The chief speaks volumes when it comes to pride of self, although he never says a word. The chief is a unifying factor for a melting pot of people who find common bonds in what is good. The chief encourages, no matter what the score is, reminding all that our worth as humans is not determined by the winning or losing of an athletic contest, and the chief has the charismatic dignity to be afforded full attention when he appears. But if the chief is good, why do other good people object to him? Why do Native Americans who have sincere reasons to question every motive behind every portrayal of their ancestors genuinely object? Why is a student called Chief Illiniwek wearing Sioux clothing and dancing a dance that is not historically correct? If my position and my advocacy are valid, must I not only listen with my heart, but with my head and soul to justify my passion for the chief? To lay one's understanding down and seek truth is to become vulnerable, but a sincere effort to attain intellectual honesty and integrity demands this surrender. The chief's own character traits that I have revered for many years required the submission of myself to ask questions that would lay my perceptions open to change. I listened to others. Opinion and conviction, emotion and passion, legend and fact, bias and resolve, political correctness and moral honesty. My personal mission was to intellectually discover what was and what wasn't. I was to take two steps back and look with my imperfect heart for the perfect answer. I studied what I could. I read editorials, essays, and papers. History provided more than I expected as I learned about a vast confederation of Algonquin people made up of many tribes. I learned that these Illini, that the French called Illinois, were a society and a culture of sub-societies and subcultures joined together by a geographic area and common interest while maintaining specific tribal differences. I learned that the confederation came together and in spite of their diversity were led by a single leader, a chief. We today are a people defined by a geographic area we call Illinois. We are a society wonderfully blessed by a diversity of sub-societies and subcultures. We have a community that celebrates things right and condemns things wrong. What better symbol to represent all that we cherish and hope for in this world than a human being with character qualities that we all treasure and hold as the measure of character excellence? What better symbol has historical significance and also shares identity with our whole state of Illinois? What better symbol of dignity, loyalty, tradition, and inspiration can represent all of mankind in a sinful world that is still populated by people who, without exception, fall short of perfection? It is to these ideals that I reaffirm my commitment to the chief. It is to these character qualities that I dedicate this poem, The Chief, that I humbly share with you. Centuries back, a noble spirit was born, honored champion greeting each prairie morn. Inspiring his people, a legend bound, excellence was the standard to be found. Faithful to time, his purpose would not wane. Integrity and honor are his fame. Love of his tribe, devotion to his own, loyal to all who call Illinois home. In victory or the darkest of defeat, never wavering, leadership complete. Inherited tradition, year to year, warrior of great esteem, who is held dear. Elect for all time, true and worthy one, kindred spirit for all in years to come. Thank you.
Rosalind, up here.
Hello, my name is Rosalind LaPierre, and I'm the vice chairperson for the City of Evanston's Human Relations Commission. The City of Evanston's Human Relations Commission is a 9-member citizen body appointed by the mayor with the consent of City Council. The purpose of the commission is to foster, encourage, and stimulate the improvement of human relations among and between citizens of all races, colors, creeds, national origins, and economic and educational levels, so as to provide all individuals with an equal opportunity to grow, participate, and share to the best of their ability in our economic, educational, political, social, and judicial systems. Our responsibilities include, but are not limited to, administering and enforcing the Fair Housing Ordinance, processing charges of discrimination and conducting investigations, providing mediation services through our alternative dispute resolution program, addressing and investigating activities such as hate crimes, and facilitating and participating in a variety of activities to include community-wide dialogues on race relations, civility, violence prevention, community safety, and accessibility. On March 22, 2000, the City of Evanston's Human Relations Commission unanimously approved a letter of support in retiring the University of Illinois' symbol, Chief Alinowick. I will read that letter as well as the names of the commissioners and the executive director at the end of this opening statement. As a citizen of Illinois, I believe in the critical role that public education plays in developing community and cultivating citizenship in a democratic society. Creating community begins in the classroom. For most citizens, being a classmate constitutes their first active participation outside of their family in the ongoing social construction of community. Beginning in kindergarten, we learn the complex concepts of community, such as learning to respect and have empathy for others and learning to work with those different from ourselves. In kindergarten, we accomplish this by learning basic skills, such as not calling people names, sharing with others, and thinking about how we would feel in another person's situation. In these simple ways, a school teaches a child the expectations that the community has of its citizens. These lessons learned and the vision of community that a school exemplifies can influence for life a student's ideas and expectations about fairness, justice, equity, and public participation and their role as a citizen. The use of Chief Alinowick as the symbol of the University of Illinois does much harm in not teaching its students, its citizens, the important values of community. We ask a great deal of students when they enter the university. We ask them to leave the familiar environment of home, to encounter peers and adults who may look, act, speak, and think differently from themselves and their families, and to fit in successfully with these strangers as learners, colleagues, and friends. Yet, when students enter the University of Illinois, they learn that the university's officially sanctions and endorses a mascot, a symbol capitalizing on people who are different from themselves. Unfortunately, students learn that one of the first lessons they had learned in kindergarten of not calling people names is acceptable conduct, even when it is offensive to a large number of people. Names define who we are. For Native people who have a tragic history, naming is especially important. Names can define authority, status, and value, or they can be used to denigrate and dehumanize. When used in conjunction with mascots or symbols, such as Chief Alinowick, they relegate Native people to anachronistic roles in the American cultural milieu. Native voices are not only not heard, they are denied. The inability to hear the voices of others creates an atmosphere where stereotyping, bias, and prejudice can develop and occur. But if bias is a perspective learned from many sources and is extremely resistant to change, what can an institution reasonably be expected to do? First, institutions of higher education must be models of acceptance of diversity and of intolerance of prejudice. Second, institutions of higher education must teach students how to think critically and develop the capacity to thrive in a diverse world. Learning to be a citizen in a diverse community means learning to understand how actions impact the greater community. It means learning how to accept other people's understandings of situations that impact them, even if the same exact situation does not impact others in the same matter. What is the lesson in diversity that the University of Illinois wishes to impart to the state's future leaders? The following letter by the City of Evanston's Human Relations Commission supports the retiring of Chief Alinowick. Dear Mr. Engelbrecht, we are writing to support the retiring of the University of Illinois' Chief Alinowick. The purpose of the City of Evanston's Human Relations Commission is to foster, encourage, and stimulate the improvement of human relations. As such, we resolve that the dishonorable symbol used by the University of Illinois needs to be exchanged for a symbol that will be both representative and inclusive of all groups in Illinois, or at the very least, not demeaning to any. We believe that an Indian mascot, such as Chief Alinowick, is an anachronistic symbol. We believe it to be insulting and stereotyping of actual Native peoples. It is unethical and immoral for a public institution to appropriate another group's cultural history and symbols. Furthermore, we believe that Indian mascots develop and perpetuate racist perceptions of Native Americans, especially when mascots are used in sports events where students may dress like Indians and misuse objects and or symbols such as feathers, headdresses, and drums that may have religious and cultural significance to contemporary Native groups. We believe the University of Illinois does actual harm to Native American citizens in the state of Illinois. 30 years ago, both Dartmouth College and Stanford University provided leadership to other institutions of higher education by changing their Indian logos and mascots. Now is the time for the University of Illinois to provide leadership for the next millennium and transform its image. We urge you to retire the chief. Sincerely, Hollis Settles, Jr., Chairman, Evanston Human Relations Commission, Nancy Bailey, David Bradford, Michael Cervantes, Mavis Hageman, Leo Kerwin, Lloyd McBell, Hallie Rosen, and Paula A. Haynes, Executive Director. Thank you.
Brian Silverman.
Good morning. My name is Brian Silverman. I live in Champaign. I'm an attorney who practices law here. There are those who say that I couldn't say hello in 4 minutes. I think, Judge, we ought to get one of those for closing arguments. I think it's really neat. North Central Association for Accreditation came here with the mission of reaccrediting the university and its educational mission. They deviated from what their role was and went off on a tangent, were given some one-sided perspectives on the chief, and instead of just talking about the accreditation of the university, they spent a good portion of their report talking about the chief and suggesting, and the Board of Trustees took their suggestion, that the university create a dialogue. The problem with the term dialogue is that it implies that there's give and take on both sides. The term dialogue implies that people will be willing to compromise, that if you start out one group at point A and the other group at point Z, that somewhere along the line you're going to meet at point M. That isn't what's happening in this debate. The debate is one-sided, and one side will not compromise. I have been at forums, and I have argued with the anti-chief people on several occasions, publicly and privately, and every time I've asked them if there is any compromise whatsoever that they would agree to that would allow the university to keep the chief as its honored symbol, the answer is always no. So there is no compromise. There is no point to a dialogue because one side is not willing to give at all. The university needs to, in my opinion, put this behind us. We need to get on with the business of teaching. We need to get on with the business of the university. We need to get on with the business of what this is all about. The university has to, the Board of Trustees that is, has to make a decision. They have to base that decision on whatever they want to base it on the thoughts of alumni, students, faculty, and friends of the university. Quite frankly, a lot of people who come to this university and enjoy the chief never went to school here and are not part of this university other than they're a friend of the university. The Board of Trustees has to once and for all distill all of this information, decide whether the chief is, as I believe, a revered and honored symbol, or whether, as the opponents say, the chief is something that needs to be retired. The Board of Trustees has to make a decision, in my opinion, stick to that decision and just say, enough is enough, let's put this behind us and let's get on with things once and for all. I believe that the purpose of a dialogue is not being served here today because one of the sides is not willing to change at all. The pro-chief people have long had a history of willing to say, we will make it more authentic, we will do whatever you think is correct so that the chief is not demeaning. The opponents of the chief will have none of it. So I say to you, don't waste any more time, don't waste any more effort, and certainly don't waste any more money on a dialogue that's meaningless and useless and is not going to accomplish a thing. Let's get this behind us and get on with the mission of the university. Thank you for your time.
Mr. Silverman, you weren't here earlier today when two groups did propose some sort of compromise. So, maybe the dialogue might prove fruitful in that regard. Vanessa Casales, and number one.
Bonjour, Niji, Namekamig Nadish Nakaz, Chicago Nadinjaba, Ojibwe, Assiniboine, and Dao. Hello, my friends, all of you in this room. My name is R.J. Smith. I am Ojibwe and Assiniboine, and I was born and raised in Chicago. I am the proud director of the Urban Natives of Chicago Youth Council. This is a group of young Native Americans, all who have grown up in Chicago, who have faced the hardships of growing up in this city life, away from their culture and away from their people, most of them. This group came together about 5 years ago to promote Native American youth leadership and youth activism. Within this 5 years, they have done many things for their community, and in turn, their community has done many things for them. Their community has told them that they have pride in their youth, that their youth are valid people, that they are part of the community, and that they count. And this group does many good things for their community, not only the Native community, but non-Native people as well. In this 5 years, they have pardon me, they have set up a Native American dance troupe and a drum group, all on their own doing. This is Native American youth trying to find out their own culture. And they have gone to the right people. They've gone to those people who know about their culture, those who possess that knowledge. They have gone to their elders and their families, and they have asked for the permission to perform these dances and to sing these songs. I'm not going to take up too much more time. I'm going to turn this over to our youth representative, Ms. Vanessa Casillas.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Casillas.
You speak up a little.
I'm Vanessa Casillas. I'm a 19-year-old full-time college student attending Daly College in Chicago. I'm also currently the female co-president of Urban Natives of Chicago Youth Council. Our purpose in coming here today is to influence the council, and judge that the dehumanizing image placed on Native Americans, on the Native American race by the repulsive image presented by Chief Lionel Mascot, has no place in society today, let alone a publicly funded university. Mascots playing dress-up and wannabe Indian are sadly sometimes the only representation other cultures see of us. It's stereotypes like Chief Illiniwek that keep Native Americans from being respected at schools and work, oppressing Native Americans from reaching their full potential. I have always been taught that by my community, that adults should be respected for the wisdom they carry. However, what I have witnessed by the supporters of Chief Illiniwek and the actions of the university sicken me. It sickens me that adults will openly display such horribly racist views with such enthusiasm. Keeping Chief Illiniwek alive says to me that dominant society is actively trying to hang on to past decades when racist attitudes and slurs were commonplace. In the past, racial slurs such as Black Sambo and Frito Bandito have been eliminated by efforts of activists. Why society still accepts racial stereotypes and the degradation of the Native American race baffles me. When I see mascots being used to represent a race, it tells me that Native Americans are seen as a non-existent race, our culture open to be taken up as a hobby. It tells me that our feelings, words, and cultures are not important and can be disregarded to suit dominant society. Chief Illiniwek does nothing to help our traditions. Keeping Native American traditions alive is the sole responsibility of Native Americans. Chief Illiniwek holds no... Chief Illiniwek holds no role in serving our culture. Instead, he causes misconceptions, like the misconception that the Illiniwek people wore headdresses belonging to the Sioux. Chief Illiniwek does nothing to honor the Native American race. What he does accomplish is taking a culture of pride and turning it repulsive. if what the University of U of Urbana-Champaign truly want to do is honor Native Americans, you can give us the rights of any other race, an equal opportunity to thrive. Get rid of Chief Alinowick. To honor Native Americans, you can develop a Native American Studies program here at UIUC, putting your educational resources to work. If you truly want to honor us, then you will listen to us and treat these words with all seriousness. Get rid of Chief Alinowick.
So, my name is Jane Wabanoff-Blacker, and I'm a full-time student at the University of Illinois at Chicago. I'm from the Menominee and Potawatomi tribes. And the only reason I did not even apply to this university is because of the Chief Alinowick mascot. I did not even consider UIUC as an option. The Chief Alinowick mascot puts up an unwelcome sign to me. Excuse me. The only way I knew I could succeed at this school is if I hid my Native American identity, and that is out of the question. I am proud of the fact that I am a traditional dancer, and I know where my grandparents came from. I'm proud of that. I have tried to not be offended or hurt by the mockery the Chief Alinowick mascot makes of my culture and of all Indian Nation, but it is impossible. I have tried to not be offended by people who mock my culture in the same exact fashion that the Chief Alinowick dances. I have tried to not get hurt by the lack of respect that Native American communities get because of Chief Alinowick. Chief Alinowick mascot degrades Native Americans as human beings. Chief Alinowick mascot perpetuates ignorance of my Native American culture. The Chief Alinowick mascot breeds low self-esteem in Native American youth. I do not understand why Native Americans are supposed to be honored by some guy dancing at a halftime show, if you can call that dancing. Who exactly is supposed to be honored by a white guy wearing Lakota clothing and labeled as the chief of the Illini? Honoring a person, a tribe, or a whole race of people means respecting them as human beings and respecting their beliefs. People who are advocates of saving the chief are not respecting the hurt emotions of Native Americans. Respect is not given to Native Americans by the misrepresentation of the Illini tribe. The halftime dance shows only disrespect for Native American culture. To those who say Native Americans should feel honored and respected by the Chief Alinowick mascot, I say to them, tell my heart to not cry when the Chief Alinowick mascot mocks my people's culture. Tell my heart to not break when the Chief Alinowick mascot promotes ignorance of my people's culture. Native Americans most can hold their tears.
Next speaker.
Hello. All right. My name is Julian B. I'm from Oklahoma. I'm enrolled in the Muscogee tribe. And I just want to say that, you know, to all the...
This is not a...
What's up? I'll make it really quick. You know, to all the Illini, you guys want to keep that... that racist, you know, mascot. It's really simple. You know, you guys use "In God We Trust" on your money. You know, if it was us taking your cross, you know, and using it like the tomahawk chop, it would be a different story. You know what I'm saying? If you want to...
Okay. The next speaker,
Imani Bazell, Women Against Racism.
Hey.
And Carol Spindell from Women Against Racism.
Wait, the next speaker
is...
is
she here?
I'm sorry. Beverly Moser. Beverly Moser.
Yes.
If you please speak.
My name is Beverly Moser. I am Menominee Indian, and I am director of the Institute for Native American Development, an educational support program for Native American students at Truman College in Chicago. The INAP program was established in 1979 out of a need to provide a program to recruit and provide academic support services to Native Americans who seek to enroll into higher ed, GED, vocational training programs, and continuing education programs at Truman College. Before INET existed, it was documented that only in 1976, only 3 Native Americans were enrolled. At that time, it was called Amundsen Mayfair College, now named Harry S. Truman College. I'm giving you this background to make you aware of a perspective of a community that has worked and struggled to offer programs to recruit and keep Native Americans in school. The dropout rate for Native Americans in the Chicago public school system is around 70% or higher, and we're up against institutions of higher education that do not recognize the value of offering a curriculum in Native American history and culture. The lack of inclusion of Native American history and culture in the public school system and institutions of higher ed is exactly what has contributed in large part to the dropout rate of Native American students, but is also definitely a contributing factor to this continued argument. I always hear throughout these last 10 years of this fight against the Chief Illiniwek mascot that Chief Illiniwek honors us as a people, honors and respects who we are. I feel it's an empty statement completely, because the image was born out of an era that boldly produced cartoon images of all ethnic groups. It came out of an era that produced the Black Sambo image. Since that time, a lot of those images have since been properly classified as racist and would never be utilized in promotional or commercial campaigns. Yet here we are in a 10-year-long argument trying to convince students, alumni, and the public at large that this mascot is offensive, racist, and should be stopped. Why is there a resistance to this argument? With most other ethnic minority groups, it would have been a much quicker decision. The idea that Chief Illiniwek honors Native Americans, again, I feel that it comes from a lack of knowledge about who we are as Native American people. Again, there are not very many Native American studies programs that are offered in the public school system or institutions of higher ed. At the moment, today, we're trying to begin a dialogue at Truman College where we can offer Native American studies programs, but it's always been a continuing struggle for us in Chicago and across America for us to instill the importance of our inclusion of Native American history and culture. I cannot stress enough of the importance of the need to incorporate Native American history and culture into the curriculum of public school institutions of higher ed nationwide. I believe that the reason we are still arguing our stance on this issue is because non-Indians and the general public's argument is coming from a position of ignorance. Ignorance of who we are, except what you know from the small blurbs out of history books, and more about the knowledge. I think that more of the knowledge really comes from the point of reference that come out of the John Ford cowboy western movies that Hollywood produced. If you make the right decision to do away with this mascot, it would be a big step forward in our fight to do away with other sports mascots representing collegiate and professional sports teams. We could also begin a dialogue about developing and offering a curriculum that includes Native American history and culture. And I just, as a final statement, wanted to say that I'm here representing my community, and I'm also representing my own children, and I'm hoping that you go in the decision to do away with it, to make our lives a little bit easier in our struggle to educate our own and the general public of who we are. Thank you.
You'd stand here with me. Good morning.
Yes.
Imani Bazell, Carol Spindell, and my son Kofi, who is out of school today to get a different kind of education. We are Latina and Asian, black and white, marginal and privileged, lesbian and straight. We are mothers, godmothers, and grandmothers. We are Women Against Racism, and we say the chief has got to go. Last year, the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board, which is composed of three federal judges, canceled the seven trademarks belonging to the Washington Redskins football team. In their ruling, they cited as one of their reasons the fact that there is an infinite array of possible names that can be used for the team. They aren't limited to Redskins. Therefore, there is no need for them to maintain the legal right to use the term. In other words, the judges said, there are plenty of names out there that aren't disparaging. This one is, so pick something else. Women Against Racism felt similarly. It is clear that many people in this community, many students, staff, faculty, and alum are embarrassed by Chief Illiniwek and wish that our teams had a symbol of which they could be proud. This is why we sponsored a contest, a new mascot for a new millennium. The community responded enthusiastically and sent 80 suggestions. Illinois tornadoes, rolling thunder, rattlesnakes, Illini lightning, the nighthawks, the rail splitters, the storm, the blue stems, the springtails, the blaze. Each of these entries was accompanied by a rationale and a graphic design. Some contestants added cheers and halftime activities. The winning entry, chosen by a panel of judges, was Illinois Prairie Fire. Submitted by three different contestants, including a team of two fourth graders, Prairie Fire was chosen because it leaps high, jumps from spot to spot, is powerful and alive, and renews and renourishes the prairie when it passes. The logo maintains the Illinois colors, orange and blue. All of the values that have been symbolized by Chief Illiniwek, bravery, courage, loyalty, school spirit, can be symbolized even better by a new mascot with which everyone can identify. A new mascot that doesn't demean any ethnic group will be welcome at the universities of Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, as Chief Illiniwek is not. The professional academic societies that are boycotting our state will once again hold conferences on this campus. The University of Illinois is the most prestigious institution in our state, and if it would put just a portion of the resources into a new athletic symbol that it has put into promoting and justifying the reverence and the aura that surrounds Chief Illiniwek, the new symbol would truly succeed. We firmly believe that it is possible to create a community based on equality and mutual respect. We know that the greatest obstacle to this is ignorance and miseducation. We know this community and this campus. We ask the university to stop teaching our children, whether they are Native American, African American, Latino, Asian American, white, or any mixture thereof, that stereotyping another group of people is acceptable as long as you do it dramatically and with good graphics. Just because it's a positive stereotype doesn't make it any less a stereotype. Just like the idea that all Asian kids are math whizzes or all African American kids are basketball champs. Positive stereotypes keep us from seeing real people. No professor who taught engineering or geography the way it was taught in 1926 would get tenure at this university. They'd be laughed at. But the leadership of this university, teach racial relations that were practiced in 1926. The 1926 fight song contained the word darkies, and the students' theatricals included minstrel shows. The students of 1926 assumed that Indians would soon vanish forever. They also assumed that only white men had the right to leadership positions in government and business. In the South, white women often used to have, and I think continue to have, a mammy doll in their kitchen. They claim to love that little doll, but that doesn't mean they love or respect African American women. This means that they feel affection for a romanticized past that never existed, a past where slave women loved their masters and stayed with them after emancipation. It's a fantasy. The affection for Chief Illiniwek is just like the affection for Aunt Jemima. It seems that one of the greatest stumbling blocks to those who continue to embrace the chief as an honored symbol is the confusion over intent versus consequences. They know themselves to be good people, so how could good people do bad things? The issue is not about intentions. As noble as they may be, it is about consequences. The consequences of continuing to represent Native people in this one-dimensional way is to perpetuate a stereotype, demean Native people, offend all people of conscience, and restrict the campus, community, and nation from moving together into the 21st century. In the final analysis, it is only the consequences of our actions that make the difference. This boils down to a moral issue, not a popularity contest. If you took a vote today, the chief would definitely win. But if you took a vote on slavery in the South in 1865, guess where I'd be today? Stereotypes and racism cannot be reformed. They must be eliminated. Proposing to reform the chief is like proposing to reform slavery. Can we keep them if we promise to only beat them on Saturdays? Can we keep them if we promise to let them eat twice a day? The answer to the question of racism and all forms of oppression will always be no. As community women, we have been here and will remain. We are long distance runners and we ain't no ways tired. So when it comes to Chief Illiniwek, it ain't over till it's over. Thank you.
Stephen Kaufman.
Good morning, Your Honor. My name is Stephen Kaufman. I'm a professor in the Department of Cell Biology. I've been on this faculty for 26 years, and I represent faculty against the chief. More than 10 years ago, Charlene Titus stood alone before crowds of sports fans with a simple sign that read, "Indians are people, not mascots." then and now, that truth is self-evident, and it is non-negotiable, sir. At least I hope it is evident to you, because unfortunately, it has not been as clear to our Board of Trustees. Since that time, our elected student government, as well as a special campus-wide committee convened by the Chancellor to recommend how to make this campus a better place for people of all cultures to study and work, as well as our elected faculty and student senate, all passed resolutions advocating the retirement of Chief Illiniwek. Mountains of testimony have been given. Sadly, all of these democratic exercises enfranchised by the rules that govern this campus have been disregarded by our administration and Board of Trustees. Moreover, the Board and Campus Administration refused to engage in an independent mediated arbitration of this issue. They summarily dismissed without due process grievances charging racial discrimination. They have refused to include this issue in two self-studies, one conducted by the National Collegiate Athletic Association and the other conducted by the North Central Association of Colleges and Schools pertaining to academic accreditation. And they have fostered an atmosphere of intimidation in many quarters of this campus. However, recently, 13 independent senior academics from other institutions that comprise the North Central accreditation team did review this issue and did meet with both pro and anti-chief advocates. Their report is an unprecedented condemnation of the institutional integrity of this campus. It severely criticized the university administration for their failure to deal with the chief issue in a manner consistent with our statutes, which prohibit invidious discrimination. In other words, they pointed out the contradiction between having a Native American mascot and the educational mission and rules of this university. In response to this condemnation, the board publicly reiterated its firm commitment to maintaining the mascot and then, quote, reaffirmed its commitment to a dialogue, unquote. They reaffirmed their commitment to something they previously refused to discuss. Instead of acting to finally end this form of invidious discrimination, they chose to ask the same old question, hoping that if they controlled the process, they would finally get the answer they sought. And so here we are. Remarkable as it may seem, in response to censure for lack of institutional integrity, the first response of the board was allegedly to break the law by violating the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Since then, they have continued to defy that law. All meetings, including the one selecting you, Judge Garippo, were held unannounced and in secret by persons who have publicly declared their strong position and interest in maintaining the chief. Furthermore, this dialogue process per se clearly violates the statutes of this university, and this is not how we resolve educational issues at this institution. What an astonishing way to confront condemnation of institutional integrity by breaking the law and violating the statutes of the institution. But here we are, sir. The question at hand is whether this process is anything more than a charade or a circus to placate the concerns of the North Central Association accreditation team. Let's have a look at some of the evidence. One, the process to date has been closely managed in secret and has included only those who have publicly declared their pro-chief position. Secondly, tens of thousands of taxpayer dollars have been spent by the board to send out messages directed to specific constituencies who might favor keeping the chief. This includes advertising and personal letters from Mr. Engelbrecht. The source of the letter, Mr. Engelbrecht, has made his position quite clear, and he invited people who feel as deeply as he does to participate in the dialogue. Moreover, who did not receive this personal invitation from Mr. Engelbrecht is equally important. He did not send it to the Council of Deans, releasing them from the intimidation that they have been under for the past 10 years. He did not send it to the university faculty, and he did not send it to Native Americans, either on this campus or anywhere else. Perhaps he isn't interested in knowing how they feel about his honoring them. Thirdly, although tens of thousands of dollars have been used to target audiences the board wanted to reach, Mr. Engelbrecht, President Stuckel, and Provost Herman refused to defray the expenses of Native Americans to come and participate in this intake session today. They denied support to cover the costs of ads and letters to be directed more uniformly, and they denied access to the same mailing list they use. And fourthly, perhaps the most egregious act by Chancellor Aiken and Mr. Engelbrecht is that they have refused to provide you with the correspondence they have received prior to the initiation of this dialogue. They have set up a dialogue, but are withholding essential evidence from you. What is this information? There are mountains of it, including testimony from dozens of individuals and organizations, local as well as from around the world, organizations concerned with human rights, including Amnesty International, the National Organization of Women, the National NAACP, the Rainbow Coalition, organizations that represent Native Americans nationally, the Minority Opportunities Committee of the NCAA, and all student organizations on this campus that represent people of color. In essence, from anyone who knows discrimination when they see it. They withhold from you the transcript and audio tape of our Senate proceedings, anti-discrimination complaints dismissed without due process, statements by various campus departments condemning the use of the chief, and a host of additional documents. Judge Garippo, I respectfully request, sir, that you advise the Chancellor and Board to forward these documents and an annotated list of them to you without further delay and make that list available to the public. And secondly, that you advise the Board to write the Chancellor, the Provost, the Deans and Directors, inviting their candid input on this issue and guaranteeing them that there will be absolutely no reprisal of any sort should they disagree with the perspective of the Board. Your Honor, there is intimidation at all levels of this campus where this issue is of concern, and that is toxic to the mission of this university, and it is wrong. And perhaps, sir, you can help end this. Judge Garippo, as a scientist, I must say that with the sole exception of conversations with you, there's no data thus far that this process is anything but a charade. I hope I am wrong, but it's up to you to convince us otherwise. I hope that in your deliberations you remember what is self-evident, that Native Americans are people, not mascots, and that there cannot be any compromise of that. It is non-negotiable. In support of the position to retire the chief, I present you with a resolution signed by 793 faculty of this campus. This includes 10 of the 13 prestigious Swanland chairs, 17 additional named chairs, 11 of 15 Jubilee professors of the College of Arts and
no question. I just want to assure the audience that I have assurances from the administration that anything I seek and I request from the administration will be furnished to me. As I stated earlier, I have no interest in having my report come out on one side or another. My interest is to present each side fully, document it in every way that I can. I have sought Professor Kaufman's input. I've sought Mr. Wakeland's input, Mr. Haney, Ms. Ostrowski. And this is only in the first 2 weeks that I've been named. I will continue to seek input from all sources. That this session today is only a fraction of what I will use as the source of my report. And as I stated earlier today, before many of you were here, I invite input from anyone either through the email, the email address which has been published, through the box office, post office box that has been published, or you could even send it directly to my office. I will fail in my mission if my report comes out slanted one way or another. Believe me, I will have no opinion. Nothing I do, I will have no opinion. Nothing I say should be interpreted as having an opinion one way or another on how this, what action the board shall take. And so I just wanted to assure you, and believe me, I will seek your input through the coming weeks and months, as I will seek the input of every other person who I see, who I feel can assist me in making this report. We are going to break now for all right, let's have a couple more speeches, then maybe we can break a little earlier this afternoon. If you'll introduce yourself.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is John Madigan. I'm currently the student who portrays Chief Alinowick. First of all, I want to thank everybody who has come here today. Thank you. Thank you. First, I want to thank everybody who's come here today and to express their views. I would ask that everybody who does have different views, please listen to those who have views who may be different from your own, because I know that's what other people are doing as well. I have never and will never argue on keeping any tradition solely for the sake of tradition. It is healthy for traditions to be challenged from time to time, because if they are strong and worthwhile, they will be made stronger in the end. And that's what I think we're here to do today. I've been told by various people that Chief Alinowick attempts to mock and dehumanize Native Americans. It makes me very sad to hear people say this, and that they would think that this is what Chief Alinowick is meant to do. A lot has changed since Chief Alinowick's inception in 1926, but one thing that hasn't changed is its original intent and purpose. Lester Lutwiler spoke of his first performance. The performance took place at a time when Native Americans in the West were installed on reservations and struggling for survival. Many in the areas like Champaign-Urbana had only heard stories about the savage animal-like characteristics of Indians. I simply wanted to prove that there was another side to the culture that most people were unaware of. The inspirational side, the beautiful side, the meaningful side. Those reasons, which Lutwiler said, reflects what is happening today. Many opponents of Chief Alinowick also say that they have a problem with the authenticity of Chief Alinowick. Well, what exactly does authenticity mean? The University of Illinois created Chief Alinowick as an expression, as an art of the Native American heritage that was part of the state, part of the area, and the name of the state even. It's an expression of the spirit and the heritage of the University of Illinois and the Native Americans who walked these lands before us. It matters not whether that regalia was given to us by the Sioux, by the Fox, by the Potawatomi. It is the spirit with which is conducted. It was never meant to authentically replicate any type of Native American dancing. It is a celebratory dance. It is based on fancy dancing. Fancy dancing is very popular in Native American circles today. It is largely designed to show the outside world the beauty of Native American dance while not limiting the special religious ceremonies. Today, I have seen fancy dancing competitions held at powwows where prize money is given to the best competitors. These best competitors often perform such extravagant and flashy moves like backflips and somersaults. It is designed to travel, or Native American troops have been designed to travel all over the nation to show people this beauty of Native American dance and this side of their culture, never, ever to mock or degrade these people. And this is the spirit with which Chief Alinowick conducts himself. I've been told about a hostile learning environment, and that just makes me sad, and furthermore, it's just simply not true, because in 1994, the U.S. Department of Civil Rights did a thorough investigation of the University of Illinois and ruled that there was no hostile learning environment created by the presence of Chief Alinowick. So hopefully we can all together look past that. I must say that I'm very excited about the energy and the passion that I see from all groups of people here today. But once again, I am even more excited because for once, since the 10-year struggle to remove Chief Illiniwek began, I have seen both sides express views to work for a compromise. This is something that has not existed in the past. I, myself, have been trying to work to establish scholarships for Native Americans, working with university officials. I see all this passion and all this energy that you people are creating as well. Why can't we work together instead of fighting for each other? I challenge you to take this opportunity to use Chief Illiniwek to further this cause. Thank you for your time.
Okay, great. All right. Paula. This will be the last speaker before we break for lunch.
Okay. My name is Paula Strovsky. I am here as a public relations officer and press officer for the National Coalition on Racism in Sports and Media, and also a member of Alumni Against Racist Mascots. That proves that not all alumni are for Chief Illiniwek. And before I go on, I would like to sort of respond to Mr. Madigan's comments by inviting everybody to go see a real powwow on how real Native Americans dance, and to really see that what he said is not true. And there's a powwow at Matheson State Park on June 3rd and 4th, and it's near Starved Rock. And if you need more information, we have people outside to give it to you. Before I go on to my prepared comments, I wanted to express my concern. What I see here is that everybody speaking for Chief Illiniwek seems to be Caucasian. And people of color and Indian people are the ones objecting, and white allies are objecting to the use of sacred Native American elements in this fashion. I think the board and the university have a huge racial problem here, and there's a big racial divide. It's a ticking bomb, and if Chief Illiniwek is not done away with, it might explode. And I hope this is addressed soon. A statement by Vice Chancellor Murphy on yesterday's Daily Illini affirmed that the common ground for everybody involved in this issue is valuing Native Americans and Native culture. Today, it is clear that those opposed to the university's Indian symbol, logo, and name are Native Americans. Every major national organization representing Native Americans in this country has formally asked sports teams and educational institutions to stop using Native culture and images for entertainment and profit, clearly indicating that this practice is not perceived as an honor, but as blatant disrespect. The National Congress of American Indians, this is the oldest and largest organization representing Native peoples in this country, has condemned the university specifically in the strongest possible terms for this practice. Today we have representatives from Native organizations throughout the country and state, and particularly the Chicago area, serving a community of 30,000 plus. A community that is being denied equal access to this educational institution, the flagship university of this state. Their message, once again, is stop the mockery, stop desecrating Native religion, and open your doors to the Native community. Even the direct descendants of the Illini, as mentioned before, have approved resolutions urging the university to drop the Illini mascot and references. These are not small liberal organizations, student groups, or dads groups. They are sovereign nations whose governments have taken the time to discuss this issue and address it. Ignoring them would be most disrespectful and could not be farther from any intentions to honor Native Americans. If this is truly the intention of the university, the first step that must be taken is to listen to these nations and Native representatives and ask them how would they like to be honored. I would like to thank Judge Garippo for consulting with the NCRSM, which is the organization representing a human rights organization led by prominent Native leaders, when determining the course of action for today. This is the first time anybody associated with the university has asked for an included Native American input in this controversy. We hope this is just the beginning of a new era of working together to make this institution more inclusive and respectful to Native Americans and all people of color. I personally hope that just as Judge Garippo was essential in ridding humanity of a monster like John Wayne Gacy, that he will be instrumental in ridding our community of the John Wayne mentality that keeps
We will resume at 1:30. Please, this auditorium will be used as a class, so if you will exit as quickly as possible, so it could be prepared for the class that was coming in.